This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was a very big day for Kennedy and her good boy Elvis.
Yes. We had volunteered to work with an organization called Friendship Works, which helps find volunteers and for elderly communities, nursing homes, things like this.
Right.
And they have a thing called Pet Pals. And I was like, well, Elvis and I should do that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't get out of the house enough. I'll go do this. So Elvis had to pass a test, which we passed last month. I had to go do training. I passed. And then yesterday was our first day. And the place where we've been assigned is the Don Oriani home up in Eastie, which is like where the big Madonna is on the side of the road, if you don't know where that is, by the horse racing park.
Yes.
So anyway, it was our first day. And so we go, and basically the idea is you just kind of walk around, and if the residents want to pet him or whatever, they can. If they don't, they don't. Some of them are in their room. Some are in like a big room. And the whole idea is that he just lets them pet him. And
now,
he's
what
pretty good.
Yeah. Now, what I know, too, about Elvis is he's a big...
He is.
Lab.
He is.
And he's gregarious.
Yes.
And fun-loving and tail wagging.
Oh.
And doesn't realize how big he is.
Correct.
He thinks he's a lap dog.
Correct.
Yes. Right?
Or that's, human. You know,
right.
More to the
and
point,
so
but yeah.
But he's like, doo, 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 doo.
Exactly.
That's
life is great every day.
Right,
everything
right.
is bright and shiny to Elvis.
Yeah.
But so I took him for like 40 minutes of chasing a ball so that he would be a little, he would get all
beforehand?
The beans out. Oh, yeah. So get like all the beans out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then fed him because that usually makes him a little nappy time. Well, when we got there, boy, as soon as we walked in the door, he's like, oh, where are we? Where are we? What are we doing? Are the people here? Who's here? This smells different. What's happening? Where's everybody? So I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare.
Did he get thrown out?
No.
Oh.
But we went to our first group, which is like they're all in a social room. It was Mani Pedi Day.
Oh,
you know, they do coloring and stuff like that. And they're just, you
did
know,
did Elvis get a Mani Pedi?
He did not. Okay. But so we kind of walked in and he just got so excited because everybody was like, oh, look, a dog.
Of course.
And then his tail just starts wagging and his tail is like a rudder. And
it hurts.
It could knock stuff off tables. So I'm holding him. I was wearing a scarf and I ripped the scarf off and I gave it to the girl because I was sweating so bad. And I'm holding him like with both hands on his collar, the harness thing I have him in,
right.
So that the people can pet him. But he wants to jump on their laps and he can't jump on their laps.
Right. Are they walkers?
Mostly all in wheelchairs. Some were sitting with their walkers to their back, but or sitting on their walkers as chairs. And so
did he take out a senior citizen in a walker?
He didn't do that, but there were times that it came real close.
He's bumping walkers.
Like he literally moved this one woman in her wheelchair like around in a circle.
Yep.
She didn't mind. She loved it.
She's hanging on for dear life.
But so we got this sweet girl Gigi, who is my manager there, she was like, okay, let's move along. So we only did it for a half hour. We're supposed to be there for an hour. And she's like, I think this was a good start.
Right.
You know, he just has to get used to it and they'll get used to him and it's going to be great. Like they're thankful we're there.
Of course.
But I never felt so like, oh, I'm going to get fired from a volunteer job in my life.
Now you take him out to throw the tennis ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that walkers always have tennis balls on the fronts of them.
So during his training, one of the things that they do is they walk by you with a walker, a wheelchair, whatever. But this walker happened to have the tennis balls in the bottom and he just went right
for him. Ready to...
And I'm like, look, I can't help you here.
No.
He's ready to take out poor Margaret.
He just wants to know, is it mine? Oh, I know.
The thing about him, though, like, he is just, he's so kind and he's so excited, of course, but he's not threatening. You know what I mean? And I feel
but
like
he's
even,
so big, though.
He's
it can
so
be.
Big. But that's, who cares
but
about
they,
that?
They loved him. And one of the residents, he was the nicest man. He was kind of just sitting in his room on the first floor. They kind of chill in their rooms.
Right.
And so we walk in and she goes, hey, buddy, you know, we have a dog here. And he's like, oh, let me see him. So he walks up. He has a stuffed animal on his bed. Elvis loves stuffed animals. And I had to say, buddy, that's not yours.
Right.
And he goes, come on up here and sit. So Elvis jumps on the bed, sits right next to him.
Uh-huh.
Nice man, pets him for a while. They watch some TV together.
Ooh.
It was a time.
Huh. Kennedy.
So they did invite us to come back. So we'll be
fired.
Going back. They didn't get fired yet.
Huh. That last old man, you get his phone number?
No.
Head on a swivel, Kennedy.
Bubba's going to get you a boyfriend?
No, we're just there to be helpful. Thank you very much. But it was really wonderful. I'm glad we went and did it. But I'm hoping that we make it through next time.
Nobody, no injuries, nobody threw out a hip?
No, thankfully no. So I hope he'll get, I'm sure he'll get used to it, you know. Right. He just has to get used to the smells of the people. Or he won't, and every day will be a bright and shiny new thing, because that's just how he lives.
That's fun.
Pretty much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sweet of you to do that.
Oh, it's fun. They're really cool people. Right. I really look forward to meeting them and hearing their stories.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.